Typical Bill's home pregnancy test. Homer, shouldn't we have gone with a better-known brand?
But, Marge, this one came with a free corncob pipe.
Okay, let's see. Ahoy, mateys. If the water turns blue, a baby for you. If purple ye see, no baby thar be.
Well, what color is it? Blue or purple?
Pink.
No!
If the test should fail, to a doctor set sail. Well, I guess I better go see Dr. Hibbert.
Oh, honey, do you really think you're pregnant?
Well, I have the same nausea and craving for pancake mix I did with the other kids.
Yeah, and I have the same tightness in my chest and profuse sweating I always get.
Well, I'll let you know.
Hey, Homer, how come Mom's going to the doctor?
Is anything wrong?
No, everything's fine. Your mother, just broke her leg.
What? I smell a bun in the oven.
Is Mom going to have another baby, Dad?
Maybe.
Whoa!
Hey, Fry! Way to go!
You're a machine, Homer.
Did you hear that, Maggie? Another baby in the house.
Oh, cool. We can race them.
Yeah, sure. For you, a baby's all fun and games. For me, it's diaper changes and midnight feedings.
Doesn't Mom do that stuff?
Yeah, but I have to hear about it.
Will you like this when Mom was pregnant with me?
Actually, Bart, I threw up more than your mother. It all happened at the beginning of that turbulent decade known as the 80s. Those were idealistic days. The candidacy of John Anderson, the rise of Supertramp. It was an exciting time to be young.
When I was young, that life was so wonderful.
For several years, I'd been dating your mother and working at the local fun center.
Homer, you turned the blades too fast. The golfers are complaining. Slow down. That's better. Oh, beautiful. Keep this up, and someday you'll be the guy who hands out the putters.
Yes, sir. I was 24 years old, with a beautiful girlfriend, and a job with a future. Hey, you're supposed to be listening to my story.
I thought it was over. You had a problem turning blades. You overcame it. The feel-good story of the year.
It's not our fault our generation has short attention spans, Dad. We watch an appalling amount of TV.
Don't you ever, ever talk that way about television. Lousy, ungrateful, can't keep their, what do you call it, minds on any, Where do you think you're going? You're going to listen to my story. Your mother was living with her two wicked sisters.
Okay, girls, you can smoke now. Oh, yeah. It's Homer.
I don't know what you see in that ugly meatball.
Uh-huh. If you like being pawed by something fat and lazy,
we could get a cat.
It would leave less hair on the couch. You don't know Homer like I do. He's sensitive and sweet.
Marge, get your butt out here.
Homer, do you ever think about the future?
You mean like, will apes be our masters?
No. I mean, how you plan to earn a living. I can't imagine that job of yours is very stimulating.
But it gives me time to think.
Oh, what do you think about?
Well, girls. I mean, boys. I mean, you.
I think about you, too.
Wow, what an ending! Who'd have thought Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father?
Thank you,
Mr. Blow the Picture for me.
Marge, you're as pretty as Princess Leia and as smart as Yoda.
Oh, Homer.
You light up my days and fill my night with song. It can't be wrong when it feels so good, right? 'Cause you. I bet the guy she was singing that about was real happy.
Actually, she was singing about God.
Oh, well, he's always happy. No, wait, he's always mad. Someday I'll buy you a real castle.
You don't have to do that.
Whew. Good.
Homer, maybe it's the champagne talking, but I think you're pretty sexy.
Really? It must be the champagne talking.
Mm-hmm. What if we get caught?
Don't worry. This castle is impregnable. Pass the cookie dough.
Dust off your holo skirts, angels. I'm afraid there's been a murder in Hawaii.
Hawaii it is, Charlie.
Yellow. Oh, hi, Marge.
I need you to drive me to the doctor, Homer.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, that unforgettable night we joined the castle club.
Oh.
Well, Miss Bouye, I think we found the reason why you've been throwing up in the morning. Congratulations.
No!
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 Poor guy.
Perhaps this pamphlet will prove helpful.
So you've ruined your life.
Son, you gotta marry that girl.
Because it's the honorable thing to do?
No! Because you'll never do any better. You lucky bum. The fish jumped right in the boat. All you gotta do is whack her with the oar.
Marge, there's something I want to ask you, but I'm afraid, because if you say no, it'll destroy me and make me a criminal.
Well, I haven't said no to you lately, have I?
Marge, I... Damn it, where's that card?
What card?
Oh, I broke down while I was going to stay in a card. Stupid thing must have fallen out of my pocket.
Is this it?
What's it say?
Marge, from the first moment I saw you, I never wanted to be with anyone else. I don't have much to offer you except all my love. Will you marry me?
That's the card. Give it here.
Oh, Homer, this is the most beautiful moment of my life.
So, will you marry me?
Yes!
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Yeah! She's gonna marry me! In your face, everybody!
Woohoo!
Dad, if the new baby is a girl, can we name her Ariel?
I'm sorry. The baby's name will be Cool Modi Simpson.
Ariel!
Cool Modi!
Ariel!
Cool Modi!
Ariel!
Cool Modi!
You know, I had this very same discussion with your mother 10 years ago.
Homer, I've been thinking. If the baby's a boy, what do you think of the name Larry?
Marge, we can't do that. All the kids will call him Larry Fairy.
Well, how about Louie?
We'll call him Screwy Louie.
Bob?
Slob.
Luke?
Puke.
Marcus?
Mucus.
What about Bart?
Let's see. Bart, Cart, Dart, Eart. Nope, can't see any problem with that. Wow, I'll take that ring.
Yes, sir, and how will you be paying for it?
I don't know. Finally, the big day came. We didn't have much money, so we went to a quaint little chapel just across the state line.
Basic ceremony's $20. Here's your license. Be sure to get this punched every time. The 10th wedding is on the house.
Hey, this marriage is going to last forever.
No matter how many times I hear that, it always makes me laugh.
Cletus, do you take Aileen to be your lawful wedded wife?
Yep.
Done. Next!
There certainly are a lot of stains on the ceiling.
Marge, I'm sorry. I wish I could afford a better place.
Homer, I'd be lying if I said that this is how I pictured my wedding day. But you are how I pictured my husband.
I am?
Well, you may not look like Ted Bessel, but you're just as nice.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and his casino to join...
Homer.
And...
Marge.
In holy matrimony. Beautiful. Do you, Marjorie Bouvier, take Homer J. Simpson to be a lawful wedded husband?
I do.
Homer, same question, names reversed.
I do.
Then, by the power vested in me by the State Gaming Commission, I pronounce you man and wife. Here's $10 worth of chips. You may kiss the bride. Next!
What a perfect day.
Our first night together is man and wife.
Hey, lovebirds, keep it down.
Look what I got, Marge. A baby monitor. Baby to Marge. Baby to Marge. Wah, wah. Over.
I don't know how we can afford all these things on your salary.
Hey, why don't I apply at the nuclear power plant? I hear they pay pretty well.
I don't know. I heard radiation can make you sterile.
Now you tell me.
We only have two openings, so I'm afraid one of you will have to go home empty-handed. But it won't be my old frat buddy Lou Collier. How are you doing, you old alpha tau?
Smithers, you kegmeister, you! Hey!
Well, hey, I'm from the Alabama chapter.
I'll be. Well, let's get on with the testing.
Roll on, Alpha Tau.
Whoa.
If I didn't know better, I'd swear he was trying to moon us.
What would each of you say is your worst quality?
Well, I am a workaholic.
Well, I push myself too hard.
Well, it takes me a long time to learn anything. I'm kind of a goofball.
Okay, that'll do.
Little stuff starts disappearing from the workplace.
That's enough. Next. There's a problem with the reactor. What do you do?
There's a problem with the reactor? We're all gonna die! Ah! Oh, run!
Did you get the job?
Nah, they wanted someone good. Story of my life.
No, oh, homie. Hey, come over here and feel our baby kicking.
Wow. Kid, I won't let you down. I swear to you, when you come out of there, the first thing you're going to see is a man with a good job.
Yeah, the doctor.
Working 9 to 5.
And when ye tallow hardens, we remove it from yon mold.
What a crappy candle.
You've ruined our vacation.
You, gentle sir, are fired.
Oh, hello, young man.
Good evening, madam. You have been selected by the good people of Slash Co. to reap the benefits of their new Nevar Dole knife edge. Here, shake hands with the Slash Co.
Ah!
Handle first.
They just use your mind and they never get ready.
The twist!
I thought you said you liked dogs.
Wants to get rich today.
Me! I said it first.
First, let me assure you that this is not one of those shady pyramid schemes you've been hearing about. No, sir. Our model is the trapezoid that guarantees each investor an 800% return within hours of your initial... Uh-oh. The cops!
Fourth notice. 90 days overdue. We break thumbs. Homer, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Repo man, I'm here for the baby's things.
Oh.
Crib, mobile, monitor. Oh, and the lady's ring, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Repossessing stuff is the hardest part of my job.
Dear Marge, by the time you read this, I will be gone. You deserve all the finest things in the world, and although I can give them to you, they will be repossessed and I will be hunted down like a dog. Also, it has become clear that your family doesn't want me here.
Shut up with that pen scratching down there.
I will send you every cent I earn for the baby, but you will not see me again until I am a man. Oh, come on, honey. You know how it turns out. After all, you wouldn't be here today if I hadn't become the responsible head of a household.
Hey, Homer, can we have a can of frosting for lunch?
Okay.
You will not see me again until I am a man. Oh, Homer.
Homer. There, there, dear. We're all in shock. I thought he two-timed you for a while first. This taco is full of hair.
Uh-huh.
There's your explanation. Ah! Should we tell Marge where he is? Nah. Let her read about it in the society page. Homer? Marge, listen. We just saw...
Don't be stupid.
Dear Marge, XXX Homer. Big shots with their stainless steel lunch boxes. Take it, donuts.
That's right. All the colors of the rainbow.
Wow.
Marge, what are you doing up? You need your rest, dear.
Well, I heard a noise outside and thought it might be Homer.
What the hell? Marge, I've got 2.5 words for you. Gulp and blow.
Yeah, what do you want?
My husband by my side.
You want fries with that?
Homer?
Marge?
Homer!
Marge! Holy cow, you're as big as a house.
Homer, come home with me.
No, Marge. I just can't. I mean, look at me. I'm a trainee. They won't even tell me what's in the secret sauce. And I can't buy you a decent wedding ring.
Any ring is fine as long as it's from you.
Marge, poor Vu. Aww.
Would you mind if I took it off now? The oil is burning my finger.
Oh, sure.
Homer, do you know why I married you?
Because I knocked you up?
No, because I love you. Come home soon.
That's it. Come closer. Ironic, isn't it? The hunter has become the hunted. Oh, God, Smithers, I feel so alive.
You the boss?
Yes.
I'll call security, sir.
Well, listen to me, Mr. Big Shot. If you're looking for the kind of employee who takes abuse and never sticks up for himself, I'm your man. You can treat me like dirt, and I'll still kiss your butt and call it ice cream. And if you don't like it, I can change.
Hold the phone, Smithers. I like your attitude. Feisty, yet spineless.
Sir, this man not only failed the aptitude test, he got trapped in a closet on his way out.
I don't care. I haven't been this impressed since I first laid eyes on a young bootlick named Waylon Smithers.
You mean?
Welcome aboard, son.
I got the job! Woohoo! Only in America could I get a job.
Who was that young Hellcat, Smithers?
Homer Simpson, sir.
Simpson, eh? I'll remember that name.
Marge!
You're a little late. She's gone to the hospital.
The hospital?
I'll drive you.
Thanks, Mom.
Don't ever call me that.
Marge, where's the baby?
Right where you left it.
Shut up.
Hey, listen, fat boy.
No, you listen. This is my wife and this is my kid, and I'm paying for this delivery. So if you want to stay, you better give me some respect.
Homer, does this mean...
Starting tomorrow, I'm a nuclear technician.
Good God.
And tomorrow morning, I'm going to buy your ring back. Then I'm going house hunting.
But doesn't your job start tomorrow?
Somebody will cover for me.
Homer, that's... Oh!
Step aside. I'll deliver this baby.
Why don't you let me handle it, Homer?
Oh, college boy, eh?
Homer, for God's sakes, let him deliver the baby. Homie, isn't he beautiful?
Hey, as long as he's got 8 fingers and 8 toes, he's fine by me. Oh, Bart, daddy's little angel. Why, you little... He did that on purpose.
How could he? He's only 10 minutes old.
Bart, Nietzsche, come here for a minute.
You know, son, the day you were born, I received the greatest gift a man could have. As the years went by, your mother and I were blessed twice more. And not a day goes by that we don't thank God for all three of you.
Homer, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah! Whoa! Excellent, Marge!
Yes!